Just before the announcement yesterday, ULM President Nick Bruno and Hanbat National University President Wan Muk Lee joined us in the studio to talk about the agreement.
Well, Hanbat and ULM signed a memorandum of understanding last fall in which it was focused on our colleges of education, and it focused on their students coming to Monroe, studying English, and then serving with internships in area companies. That was the early stages of our partnership, and of course Hanbat is an engineering scientific university, a national university in Korea, very distinguished and accomplished institution. We are now exploring additional cooperative opportunities, and one is in another education one that will be doing a concentration in online, specifically cellular telecommunication type delivery processes, which they are very proficient in. A very good university with leadership who is progressive and visionary. We're excited to participate with them. And we did host a number of their students in the spring. Hopefully we'll have others come in for a full semester that we're discussing now.
Dr. Wan Muk Lee, tell us about why it was important for you to have this relationship with an American, especially a Louisiana university.
I believe this signing ceremony will be an important channel to consolidate the student exchange program between the two universities for years to come. More than 400 students have a chance to experience the international education every year. Above all, participation in curriculum development for master program is very meaningful. It is because this program will be close to the joint degree program we hope to develop together in the near future. Also, the joint degree program will be very beneficial and helpful to both of us. We wish to keep trying to develop more actual exchange program and to make our relationship get stronger and stronger.
Dr. Byung Choi, you're the Dean of Planning for Hanbat National University. What do you see as the biggest benefit for students there in South Korea for this collaboration?
For Hanbat Korean students, lately the globalization is one key issue. By experiencing some, you know, American culture and also learning English, and also, you know, the ULM have arranged some internship programs here, I think that kind of experience will be very beneficial, you know, for our students, you know, to understand the global, you know, world. That will be very good for them.
You had tours of the businesses where some of the students were able to work this past semester. Mm-hmm. What were you hoping to see in those companies, and what did you actually find out there?
It was just a kind of job shadowing. They stayed here about 7 weeks, so they had 4 week English, you know, the program and plus, and then about 3 weeks so-called internship. But I think that the 3 weeks is not long enough to understand, you know, fully how they could have some, you know, general feeling. How does the company is working? And also, we met some people from the company, and they have told us that they also had a good experience working some foreign students. So I think we both had some better understanding each other.
Dr. Lee, tell us about your vision for Hanbat.
Our university aimed to make a high-quality university. We want to change the innovation systems to collaborate with the industries. As you know, the university-industry collaboration is a very key factor to increase the employment rate. How to get the industry-academic collaboration systems? That is problems for me. I will try to construct that systems for higher quality our universities.
How does that collaboration, because yes, it works both ways.
Sometimes, yeah. The professor of a university go to the industries and they transport the new technology for the production of the new items in the industry side. After that, industry come to university to teach the practical experience for the students. And industry can support the financial budget for the universities.
And Jay, if I may, Dr. Choi is a biochemist. And of course, our pharmacy program is working very diligently in research. And hopefully on their next visit, they'll get to visit with our pharmaceutical and toxicology people to explore expanding significant scientific research between what our researchers are currently doing and what they're capable of. A number of their administrators and academicians at Hanbot were American trained. For example, Dr. Lee was trained at Berkeley in chemical engineering. Their expertise and their knowledge as administrators is a very strong foundation for what Dr. Lee is leading as it relates to expanding the reach of Hanbot and providing their administrators, their students, as well as ours, the opportunity to exchange not only scientific and educational awareness, but also the ability to expand research, because he has this vision, which I share, of connecting the universities to business and industry, and that there's collaboration. You may have heard me talk about the importance of trying to bring business and industry closer to our university. In Korea, that's encouraged, that businesses and faculty work together. Findings are commercialized, and the university as well as the researchers share in the benefits of those discoveries. So his vision is similar to mine, as it is for ULM, and we see the benefits of utilizing their expertise and our expertise in creating a larger synergy.
Gentlemen, it's been fascinating talking to you. Thank you for what you're doing to benefit both universities.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you, Jay.
Thank you very much.